Good evening. I'm Marcel Cornish Pope, head of the VCU English Department, and I would like to welcome you to the 5th Annual Levis Award reading. This event honors the memory of the late Larry Levis, poet, essayist, teacher, scholar, and above all, colleague and mentor for many of us. Each year, the English Department and the MFA program in creative writing award a reading prize in Larry's name to the author of the best first or second book of poetry published in the previous calendar year. Believe it or not, this is our 5th annual Levis Award reading, and 5 years in today's volatile world represents quite a tradition. The fact that this tradition has survived adversities of all sorts is a tribute to the man we honor and to the act of poetry. Last year, our 4th Levis Reading Prize was awarded shortly after the events of 9/11. In spite of significant logistical problems that involved bringing our awardee from New York to Richmond at the time when travel was still disrupted, we managed to go ahead with this reading, which occasioned in many of us thoughts about the role that poetry can continue to play in a confusing world fragmented by political and religious tensions. Larry Levis believed in poetry's mediating role. As those who knew Larry well can testify, he had a special ilk of pragmatic idealism, which took him to many of the places that have been in the news in recent years, Yugoslavia, Romania, the Balkans, to bring people together through poetry and reflection. This year's reading comes at a time of new uncertainties, with budget reversions and new talk of war. Under these circumstances, it would have been easy to succumb to pressures, be absorbed in interminable discussions of budget cuts and restructuring, and let this tradition lapse. Again, Larry's legacy has prodded us on. I was reminded of a few lines in a poem published in the special Larry Levis issue of New Virginia Review. I quote, "Without speech, to be without speech means no one listening, and that the flames scaling the neighborhood like mirrors cannot even pretend to. This is where the poor are not permitted to see themselves, where we are left to seek our reflections in the passing leafy ideal of a water so toxic by now it could scald you if it were real." Finding this way back, the way back to speech, to the power of the poetic verb, is especially important in times of uncertainty and polarization. We are very fortunate to be able to do that tonight, and we owe a world of gratitude to those who have made this evening possible. I would like to extend my thanks, first of all, to Larry's family, mother Carol, brother Kent, and sister Sheila, who is here with us tonight. Without their continued and most generous support, this remarkable event in the life of the English Department would not have been possible. I also want to thank the MFA committee for choosing such a deserving winner this year, and to Steve Scafidi for coming to share his poetry with us. A good tradition can thus continue as a tribute to the memory of Larry, who was a great supporter of writers, a generous mind, and an inspiring friend for all of us. I will now ask poet and professor of English Greg Donovan to read a few poems by Larry Levis and to introduce the 5th Levis Reading Prize winner, Steve Scafidi.